Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. In a letter sent to the Department of Homeland Security, Governor Tim Walz is demanding that Secretary Kristi Noem provide more details of Minnesota children being held in detention centers by federal agents.
We don't have good confirmation of where they're at. Those are being Minnesotans. These are our children that were taken from us, sent to Texas in the middle of the night, put in inhumane conditions, and then forcing judges to tell them to bring back and bring them back home.
The governor says the state doesn't even have an idea of how many children have been taken by federal agents. Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate Peggy Flanagan says she's deeply honored and humbled by the endorsement of retiring U.S. Senator Tina Smith.
I have looked up to her for a very long time, and you know, she has just done so much good for the state of Minnesota. I'm excited to work hard to follow in her footsteps.
Peggy Flanagan and Angie Craig make up the Democratic candidates in the race. Royce White, Michelle Tafoya, Adam Schwarz, and David Hahn are among the Republican candidates. Two DFL representatives were sworn in today to the Minnesota House following special elections. Representative Meg Luger-Nicolai in St. Paul now represents District 64A, which includes Summit Hill, Cathedral Hill and Merriam Park neighborhoods in St. Paul. New House member Shelley Buck will represent District 47A, which includes parts of Maplewood and Woodbury. The Minnesota House is back to a 67-67 tie. The new legislative session begins February 17th. And the Minnesota Department of Human Services is launching Minnesota Revalidate, a new initiative to combat Medicaid fraud in the state. Deputy Commissioner John Connolly says they plan to revalidate every one of the more than 5,800 Medicaid providers in the 13 high-risk programs by the end of May.
This involves a few things. First, reviewing providers' documentation. Second, reviewing owners' background studies. Third, visiting these providers for on-site screenings. And fourth, conducting screening reviews before and after visiting the providers.
DHS says it needs 168 state employees to perform those unannounced site visits. In other headlines, authorities are investigating the theft of cash from an ATM early Monday on the Iron Range. The St. Louis County Sheriff's Office says security video shows a four-door sedan near the scene with two people inside. The machine was damaged and cash within was stolen between midnight and 3 a.m. Anyone with info should contact the Sheriff's Office. The 59th annual Central Minnesota Farm Show is coming to St. Cloud later this month. St. Cloud Area Chamber of Commerce Director of Marketing and Communications Emily Bertram says the show draws people from all over the state.
We draw heavy from within like a 30-40 mile radius, but even down to the Iowa border, South Dakota, we see people coming as far as North Grand Forks area, so all over the state.
This year's event takes place February 24th and 25th. And the Minnesota Department of Ag is announcing two voluntary product recalls this week. Why Not Natural is recalling its organic Moringa Green Superfood, and Gerber Products is recalling limited batches of Arrowroot Biscuits. More info is available on the Ag Department's website. This is MNN.